are in a dramatically changing landscape. And this is true not only with the church, by the way, it's certainly true in the university, which I know quite well. And so to have to sort of rethink the church is the necessity. And then the question is, so how do we do that? And I think that the idea of, as I say, a sort of loose confederation of ecclesia is an ancient idea. And it's not something that sort of is newfangled and untried. It's been tried and then became overwhelmed by the institutionalization of the church. And so I think of the collective as something that should be thought about seriously across the church, across denominations.
Why is there this desire for this alternative worship, this non-traditional church, if you will?
Well, I mean, to be honest, my initial sort of motivation was a simple response to decline in Sunday morning church attendance. And the need also amongst the demographic that I dealt with for 25 years at the University of Massachusetts, the need for sort of exciting, adventurous, and new experiences. I began to see a parallel between the experiences of these small communities, street communities, and so forth that are now on the Clear Story Collective site. I saw a parallel between those and what I imagine to have been the experience of both Jesus, as we read that experience in the gospel, and then after his death, those who continued to follow his way.
Where do these small gatherings then take place in Western Massachusetts? You have some venues, correct?
Yes. Well, I mean, for example, we have three street communities, two of which were generated out of the Diocese of Western Massachusetts proper, one in Springfield, Church Without Walls, and one in Northampton, Cathedral in the Night. And those ministries take place on the street. So that's an example of community that gets gathered out of doors, not unlike in a different way, Gideon's Garden, which is in Great Barrington, and which was spawned from St. James Church, Great Barrington, where parishioners and non-parishioners go to grow and harvest crops that then go to survival centers and soup kitchens and so forth. So I guess, by the way, St. James also worships at a bar, and we have had sort of pub churches around, some of which are included on the website. So it really depends upon what the ministry is, and I guess that's the point, is that the experience is in no way dictated by the physical space, which to human beings is an important factor, but rather by the sort of move to realize people's faith in various ways.
And where did the name come from, Clear Story Collective?
That was actually at the more sort of branding moment in the evolution of the collective. And I've always liked that word. I threw out to my son, my social media son, a bunch of possibilities, and he really liked the word Clear Story, because it sort of played on vision as well as on an architectural feature of cathedrals, which is a higher up level in the nave with windows. And then we began to think about what would the noun be. And I'd always said to him that I imagined, you know, early Christianity really as a loose confederation of these ecclesia, these communities, rather than an institutional structure. And he listened to that and he said, well, maybe we first of all, think about alliteration. That is something that begins with C. And then he sort of came up with the idea that it's really a collective of relatively independent communities that would be well served by feeling coalesced into, a single sort of confederation without sort of compromising the particular ministries of each.
So this isn't in any way an anti-institutional movement that you have going here.
That's right. I am employed by the diocese, and I have experienced increasingly a great deal of support in this idea. And I think, I really think that it would be a disservice to assume that the Clear Story Collective is competitive in any way. And in fact, I really think that it would never have come to this point had I not had the support of the diocese to do that. And I think that they recognize that, this is one among many growing edges of the diocese that will be increasingly important.